defense attorney and myself being a police officer, we bring two different sides of an investigation into one, where we look into cases and we are as non-biased as they get, and we give family members who've been fighting for their loved ones some real truth. Sometimes those, that truth is that what they were fighting for is absolutely right and that their loved one has been wrongfully convicted of a crime. But sometimes that we have to give some hard truths also and tell them that, yes, your loved one was rightfully convicted and here are the reasons why. So for us, reasonable doubt is about freedom. Either we're going to free a wrongfully convicted person or we free an innocent person.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Chris, I always make you answer that because I'm like, I'll go on for so long about it.
No, that's why I want to hear. I want to hear your feelings on it too.
I just always toss it to Chris because he could be a little more concise. I think the thing that I'm proud of with our show is there's not another show like it. You don't have two people in, you know, separate parts of the criminal justice system working together. Like Chris and I do, coming together and having to agree on these cases. And you really don't ever hear from the convict's family, you know, the person that is actually convicted of these horrible crimes. A lot of times, of course, we're going to hear from the victim and their family, and that's important. But we always forget about the other victims in this. And oftentimes that is the family of this person who they support them 100% and they just can't believe that their loved one is capable of this. They invest their money, their time, their life into this fight because they just cannot accept that their loved one could have done this. And those are people that are oftentimes either manipulated or you know, they're just so faithful and dedicated to this person's innocence that they're going to really dedicate all their time to it. And oftentimes we meet people who feel that they've been trapped behind bars too, mothers who can't move on and just have a normal life, children who constantly feel guilt. And so this show really talks to them and finds out how we can help them move on one way or the other. So, of course, our interest is absolutely if there's somebody innocent, we want to help. That is number one. But if we can't, we don't want to just leave these families with nothing. We want them to feel like they have some freedom to move forward, some answers to these questions that have been keeping them up every night for years. If we can bring them that peace, then that's still part of our mission.
And how did you two come together, by the way? I'm curious about that.
To be honest, Chris had somebody else, season one, and he just wanted a better match. No.
That's right. Season one was somebody else.
And then I just got a call one day sitting in my law office, and I thought it was a joke, and I almost hung up on production, and months later, they introduced, you know, they said, do you want to do this? And I said, I have no idea. This is something I've never even thought of. And this wasn't necessarily in my 10-year plan. And so I went to meet Chris, and they said, just meet him. Just meet the guy who would be your partner and if you think that is something you want to do. And obviously, after meeting Chris, I was 100% on board. I asked him. My number one question was, Chris, when you found out you got another season, did you hesitate at all? He said, no, not one bit. And so that told me a lot about ethically how much he believed in this work and the process.
And without getting too much away, what can we expect to see this season?
Tears?
This season is there will be a lot of ugly cries. We say this a lot. We've said it in seasons past, but I think, I truly, truly mean it this season. I think our season five is our best season yet. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of emotion. There's a lot of, you know, you'll see some anger. You'll see our show will run the gambit of emotion. With every episode. You'll think that we are looking at a case and we're going one way and then it can completely be the opposite at the end of the day. So you'll see a lot of emotion for myself and Fatima because, look, There are human beings involved in this case. This is not acting for us. It's not acting for these families. So sometimes we get attached to that human emotion, and it's hard. It's extremely hard. But we know that there's a higher calling for what we are doing.
I totally agree. And I also, things I can think about season five that are a little different is we have a few cases where we ask the question, was it even a murder? Was there a homicide? And that is really interesting going to a case with that, because you really rely on the experts at the end, right? You could look at all the evidence and go, oh my gosh, this person looks so guilty and all these things, or, you know, there's just no way. But then at the very end, an expert's opinion on whether or not this is actually even a murder is going to change everything. That one is really important. I think also we have this season a possible self-defense case, which is also new this season. That one's very interesting. And we also have, I think, more this season, we have children fighting for their parents. And those are really hard. I think they're hardest because, you know, parents will always fight for their children. And they're going to be loyal no matter what. Parents will love their kid even if they committed a murder, right? That is how we love. The problem with children is you see that no matter their age, they're still the child of this person, and they just refuse. They cannot see that their parent, the person who shares this bloodline, could possibly have done this, that their parent could be this monster. And that weighs heavily on Chris and I throughout the week, right? Because we do not take that lightly, that whatever information we give to this family, these children, it's going to turn their world upside down. It could possibly even cause trauma, cause them to redefine themselves and their identity. That's really heavy. So this season has a lot of that. And so I think we just, you know, we put our all into every season, but I guess we just get more and more to put in every season, because all I could say is we were exhausted. We felt like we went 10 rounds after this season.
Nice. And what is one thing you hope people learn from this, other than the fact that some people might be innocent of their crimes, or, you know, what else do you hope they learn from watching?
You know, one of the things that I say over and over is our show, we're hoping that people who view it, we're prepping them as future jurors, individuals who could one day serve on a jury and ask the tough questions, right? Ask, is this all the evidence? Was I know about false confessions and how coerced confessions come about, and I'm seeing signs of this. You know, oh, there's only one eyewitness? They seem really convinced, but we know that eyewitness testimony is very unreliable, and that people can convince themselves they've seen certain things when they didn't. You know, did we, that person didn't testify? Okay, well, here's all the reasons I remember from watching Reasonable Doubt why, you know, a person may not want to testify and shouldn't, even if innocent. Those kinds of things, you know, we're hoping that if there is reasonable doubt in a case, that one of our viewers is in that deliberation room saying, hold on, let's really think about this, because all it takes is one. That's our hope, and also that we just demand better from our justice system, that we change the way people think about it, right? Everybody just thinks that you always get it right and it is what it is. Oh, well, if they're arrested, they probably got the right person, and that's not how it is, and a lot of people's lives are turned upside down based on wrongful convictions, and it's important that we're transparent to America with that.
Yeah, one thing that I hope that people learn is how much power you have as a juror, how much power you have within our criminal justice system. You have the power as a potential juror. You have the power to stop wrongful convictions from happening at the onset, at the beginning, where they should be stopped in the criminal justice system when the evidence is presented. So that's the main thing that I hope people learn by watching the show, is that you really do have way more power than what we know.
Mm-hmm. And what else are you two working on?
Wow.
Oh, Chris, wow.
Well, Fatima's working on my
job.
Next, I'm about to tell you what she's working on. She's telling you what I'm working on. Yeah, so I have received a new job from my alma mater. I am the chief of police now at Talladega College, and I also am a criminal investigations instructor here too, which is something I love. And, you know, I think that God just opened this door up for me because he knows exactly where my heart lies. I love to teach, and I love police work, so he's given me an opportunity to do both. I have just finished my book. It is a personal book about an investigation that I did while I was working with the police department, and it was almost like working my own child's murder because the victim in that case shared so much in common with my own child, and while I investigated the case, it was almost like during certain points of the investigation, I was replacing my victim for my child. Meanwhile, I was losing my home life. My wife had almost packed up and gave up on our marriage and took my kids with me. So, you know, just talks about the sacrifices that were made and that are being made by certain law enforcement officers in order to fulfill that purpose of being a homicide investigator. Those are two of the things that I'm working on.
I'm busy. I'm sitting in my law office now, so you know, in between, I have cases. So I am still a defense attorney back home, and a mom. So I'm trying to make up for lost time when we've been on the road with my son and enjoy summer. And I'm definitely hitting the court houses and making up on missing a lot of court dates.
Nice. Well, I'm really, really proud of both of you, and I can't wait to see what you do next.
Thank you.
Because as the daughter and niece of cops, I have to say, I respect cops more than anything in this world. So seeing you guys do such positive work makes me so happy.
Thank you so much.
Say your parent or a father or mother, whoever's a police officer, say God.
That was my father,
him.
Yes.
Okay. Tell him I say God bless him.
Thank you. Yeah, he was NYPD 20 years.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, God bless him, double. NYPD, oh, my God. For the past, they have been going through it. Wow.
Yeah, he was he's an amazing man, and so is my uncle, who was also 20 years on the force.
Wow. Tell him I say God bless him and keep the fight. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, and bless you guys as well. Thank you for taking the time
today.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you. Talk soon.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.